This time in the morning, always a privilege to bring somebody new into your household, into your life that you've never met before. However, I've been informed by a beloved sister in the Lord Jesus Christ that this man is passionate about his calling, passionate about his company, and I have the privilege of having him online chatting to Mark Gibson this morning from My Waste Products. Well, keep your computer close by because you can hop on the information highway if you want to find out something more about it. Mark, onder andere, die persoon sê dit nou vir my, tandepaste proppies en leë yoghurtbakkies sal nooit weer dieselfde wees nie. And I must say, after speaking to Mark, I'm quite on par with that. Life is never the same because they specialize in recycling plastic. Mark Gibson, warm-hearted good morning to you and welcome. How do you normally introduce yourself to strangers?
Morning. I'm just a normal average guy, Wynand. Good morning and good morning to all the listeners.
I love that. Just the average guy. It's average people who do great things, all quietly in the background. Mark, tell me about My Waste. Give me a description of My Waste and what is it exactly that you guys do?
Wynand, in short, I don't know how much time you've got, but I'm going to try and keep this in black and white. My wife, she don't speak in color. So I'm going to say we basically take your average waste that goes to landfill and we turn it into all different types of products.
All right. So you recycle, in other words, plastic and waste, and you make all sorts of products. All your products that you manufacture, is it made from recycled materials?
That's correct. So everything we use in our products is everything 100% recycled material. The nice thing about us, it's maintenance-free. There's no varnishing, no painting, no sanding. And besides the fact that we're cleaning up the environment and preventing waste from going to landfill, you know, we're preventing down the chopping down of trees. And you know, at the end of the day, that's also what it's about. It's not just about the recycling. It's about saving our forests.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you and I both know that plastic is one of the great culprits when it comes to pollution all over the world, in our oceans and everywhere. What sort of materials do you manufacture? When Nicolette contacted me, she said, you must speak to this guy because, I mean, he builds hop houses. He takes toothpaste caps and empty plastic buckets, melt them down, and then, would you believe it, he makes hop houses. But what other materials, what other things do you manufacture? What other products do you manufacture?
So we manufacture, you guys must have, a lot of the listeners have must have sat in our products or walked over our products. We've done benches that you find in your normal parks, picnic tables, we've got pool lounges, we've got coffee tables, we've got walkways, decking, balustrading, playground equipment, and then the new kid on the block is we're going to be prototyping low-cost housing in Cape Town. We all know in Cape Town this time of the year it's weather and the houses are flooding, and that actually, you know, it gets close to your heart when you see those people walking in the water, and they're the prototypes we're going to be building in Cape Town in the next month or two. Is going to be, we're going to be lifting these people out of the water and to make sure that there's no water running through the houses. And that's one of the things that we were blessed with to open up a branch in Cape Town, and we're going to be giving back to the community as best we can.
You spoke about, when we started chatting, you called yourself an average guy. You used the word blessed. Where does this come from? You know, you didn't just wake up one day and think, well, I'm going to recycle plastic and plow my talents back into the community. How does God use the oil in your jar to bring about a difference that we so desperately seek in this country? Mark, are you there? Right, we seem to have lost him for the time being. Janine immediately is making work of it and see if she's can getting a hold of it. Mark Gibson, chatting to Mark Gibson from My Waste Products. And the reason we've got him online, as you could hear, one of the things that they do with recycled plastics is doing low-cost housing. So many people living in squalor and in hardship in this country. And, well, God has laid on his heart the ability to recycle plastic. Mark, have I got you back there?
I'm back. I've got to apologize. It must be this bad weather.
Well, it's all over the country. Not to worry, my brother. Mark, how did the Lord come into your heart and say, Mark Gibson, I'm giving you a talent and I want you to plow back into the community? Love for people and love for God. How did this happen in your life that you think, well, low-cost housing, I could plow back, not only make benches and picnic tables and coffee tables, but I can actually make a difference in society with low-cost housing. How did that happen?
You know what? It all started in 2009, April. I went to a marketing conference with Uncle Angus, and I'm getting goosebumps as I'm sitting, and my life basically changed there and then. And from there, there's been a lot of ups and downs and a lot of changes and so forth. And we've been blessed. And I just want to give back to the community, you know, with what I've been blessed. I want to pay that forward and give back to the less fortunate people.
Yeah, yeah. Where do the materials come from? Where do the materials get collected from that you use in your business?
So there's in recycling, there's a lot of different ways of collecting the materials. And we start off with, we've developed a little thing called a waste bin separator. And that waste bin separator fits on your 240-liter wheelie bin. And it divides your wheelie bin into two compartments, one for the recyclables and then one for the non-recyclables. You know, and then when the guys, the waste pickers come around and they come and collect their waste, what basically the waste bin separator does, it stops the guys from digging through your waste.
Yeah.
Because your waste's already been separated. So they basically take the black plastic bag out and they basically walk away. Then what we do is we also develop a waste picker trolley. So the little trolley that the guys pull, we developed that using the recycled plastic boards that we manufacture. Those waste picker trolleys, those waste pickers then take the trolley with the waste to a buyback center, who then processes the material, and then they sell the material back to us, where we then manufacture the planks and the poles and the sheets. That's basically how the material gets to us. Then from there, we then distribute it nationally and internationally as well.
Internationally as well, not just for our own shores, but abroad as well.
That's correct. So we actually export to Namibia, Botswana, Zambia. We sent some stuff to Israel. We've sent Malawi, Kenya, Mozambique. So we're busy.
You're very busy. I'm not going to keep you much longer. Is it cheaper than using traditional building methods or the using of roof sheets? This low-cost housing that you guys are working on. Tell me about it.
It is a little bit it is more expensive than using your conventional roof sheets. We've got to remember that we don't have machines picking up this waste.
Yeah.
That waste picker that collects the material, we need to buy that material back from them at a reasonable price. So the value chain, we need to look at the whole value chain. And as a result of the processing costs and electricity and all that, those types of things, the products are a little bit more expensive. But at the end of the day, you're not going to be replacing those products ever again. You've got to remember, our products, we guarantee it for 60 years. That's 60.
Wow.
So once we've sold you something, if you don't buy another one or buy something different, I'm not going to be speaking to you again.
Yeah.
The nice thing about it is, you know, if there's a comeback or a problem, I'm not going to be here in 60 years to sort it out. That's going to be my son's problem.
Yeah, very much so. So, all right. So it's a lifetime almost. We're talking 60 years. It's a generational thing. You buy for a generation. And Yes, the question. Can you manufacture then plastic planks and poles as well? If you want to do DIY, do you guys do that as well?
So we can either sell you a product or supply with a product completely assembled, or we can supply you products for DIY projects at home. So you can go through our list and you can say, I want to build a little cupboard for my lawnmower, and you can then buy those planks and poles and sheets from us direct nationally.
Mark, it is absolutely awesome what you're doing. Seeing that you're doing it from recycled plastics, you're helping the homeless, people who endure such hardship on a daily basis. So, you know, creating employment for these people. You state emphatically that in 2009, with one of Angus's meetings, the Lord changed your heart forever. How does it feel to be at the helm of a company, My Waste Products? Who is the Lord Jesus Christ in your life? What would you say to God when you walk into heaven's gates one day? What would your words be to this God?
I don't even know what to say. I would just be humbled to be in his presence at the end of the day, and just say thank you for the blessings he's given to us and me and my team and the company. Because there's so many things out there in the world that's not nice, and thank you that he chose me and my team to bless other people. That's basic. I just want to say thank you. Thank you for allowing me into his heaven, into his gates. Back into heaven.
I want to ask you this in closing. If people want to support you, maybe if they've got an idea, maybe they want to lift your arms on high, maybe I was listening to your waste bin separators, the waste picker trolleys, that kind of thing. You're talking about exporting to Namibia, Botswana, all over the place, not just for South Africa. If people want to get hold of you, where are you based? How can people get hold of you, would like to get hold of your products or have a chat to you? Where can they get hold of you?
I think the easiest way would be to go through our website, My Waste Products, like My Rubbish Products. It's actually very funny. We don't sell insurance, so it's My Waste Products. we've got a contact us form there. And if they want to give us a call, we've got branches nationally and internationally as well. So for those who want to maybe give us a call, Joburg 011-908-0408, or the website will be the easiest way to get through us, mywasteproducts.co.za.
All right, and one of these days starting a brand new project in Cape Town, low-cost housing with this recycled plastic, and no, it won't be blown away by the southeaster. It will last you at least for 60 years. May God richly bless you. Mark, we've got a saying here at Radio Pulpit that somebody is watching and somebody is listening, and indeed, somebody was watching you and what you do and what your team are doing, and duly impressed with job creation and how you recycle plastics. I will never look the same at a toothpaste cap again and an empty little yogurt bucky. I will never look the same at them again. Bless your heart, and thank you so much for chatting to us this morning.
And thank you for you and everybody and your team as well. May you be blessed as well.
Thank you, my brother. Mark Gibson, you want to contact his company here in Joburg, is 011-908-0408, and you can also hop online, My Waste Products. These guys recycle, they create jobs, help the homeless, and now they're into low-cost housing. Het jy al geweet jou huis kan van tandepasta proppies gemaak word? Daar het jy het. Mark Gibson, his name, international company, not just in South Africa. How awesome is it? As jy bereid is om met die olie in jou kruik te werk, dan kan die Here wonderlike dinge doen. Love the way he says, I'm just an average guy.